So I understand that the Oil was learning Maseches Gittin, and they're about to begin the 8th Perek of Gittin, am I correct? Okay. So I was asked to speak about something that's relevant to the notion of Nesinus Haget, in contrast to Haknos Haget. So we'll try to give a little bit of an overview as to that fundamental concept, and try to focus really on one of the main rayas in this sugya. So probably Yadua Meforsam, the words of the Ketzos. The Ketzos is a big breakthrough in terms of Haches Gittin, but the Ketzos claims that when the Torah says v'nosim v'yodah, that's exactly what it means. That you have to have an asinus aget, and what you do not need is halachically a haknos aget. And the Ketzos has a couple of rayas to this, and we're going to try to focus on this primary raya. So one of the big rayas for the Ketzos is this idea that it is not necessary, indeed in mamonos, to transfer ownership of the get to the woman in order for the get to be chal, as long as physically you experience it, it's a get. This is from a sugya back in the second parak of Daf Chof. The Gemara says that kosva al isuri hanoa kosher. If you write a get on a dovra aser b'hanoa, so you chose to write a get on an apple shel orla from this morning shurim, or on a cheeseburger if you think that's masmach of deraisa, or whatever you found, something a little bit more exotic, tzipor mitzera, egla rufa, sharnisla, something like that. You decide to present that as a goodbye present in terms of the get. So the Gemara says that's okay. Kosva al-Yisra no'az kosher. So ask the Ketzos, how can it be that Kosva al-Yisra no'az kosher? Everybody knows that you can't be makne a dovra osuba. No, that's like a given. That's a dovra poshut. You can't be makne a dovra osuba. No, and still the get is going to be kosher. You see from here that there is no requirement of haknas aget in dinei mamonos and cheshe mishpat. All you need is a ma'aseh nesinus aget. So let's see if we can focus and understand that raya. That raya is only as true as its assumption is, namely that it is inconceivable, it is impossible to make a haknas on a dovra asabano. So first of all, is that even true? And if to tell me that it is true, why should that be so? So the background for that discussion is a gemara that appears in the fourth parak of Maseches Baba Kama. Where the Gemara is talking about Shurah Niskol, we know that once the Beis Din is going Medina on the Shurah Niskol, so that's very, very important in Halacha, once it's Nigma Hadin, and the Gemara says that Kodem Nigma Hadin, so if the Mazik wants to go run off and sell the animal to somebody else, he could technically do so. But if it's Nigma Dino, Asabano, and Mocho, Eino Mocho, those are the three magic words that the Gemara describes. Once it's Nigma Hadin, so presumably the Yisrael Noah was Chal on it, Mocho, Eino Mocho, so one cannot be Meicher, Dover, Asabano. The question is, why not? What exactly is the deficiency? What's the problem with selling something that's asabano? So there is a sugya that appears in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara discusses using an esuk shel orla to be yaitz in the midst of dalaminim, and the Gemara says that you can't be yaitz. The Gemara says you can't; it's not acceptable for dalaminim. Why is it not acceptable for dalaminim? So this gets a little bit trickier. So the Gemara has a very, very vague phrase. The Gemara says it's ein beidin achila, ein beheter achila. It does, since you can't eat it, it doesn't have a heter achila to it, therefore it's no good for dalaminim. The question is, what in the world is the connection between those two things? So there is a big machlekes in Rishonim how to understand pshat in this halacha. So the Ritva, in the third Berakh of Sukkah, quotes the name of the Ravid, that the Ravid understood that the reason why you can't be yotzei with the dovra asabano is because it's not yours. And since dalaminim have to be lochem, so it is impossible to own something that's asabano. The Torah is mafkia the bailos from a dovra asabano, so it's not considered to be lochem. And that's what the Gemara means when it says ein b'heter achila. That's just a nice fancy way of saying it's asabano and it's asabano. So mameila, it's not going to be a din of lochem. So the Ritva disagrees with this Ravid. The Ritva says, why in the world? Is just because something is asur bahano, why is that mafkir din balus from it? I own it, it's mine, and it happens to also be asur bahano. So the fact that it's asur bahano in Hilchus or Achaim, Hilchus Yerodeya, why does that impact on the Chayshim Mishpat Shabbat? So the Ritva says that is not the reason why you're not Yaitzei. So Taka, why you're not Yaitzei? So the Ritva gives a whole nother razzle dazzle reason, like a different reason. He says that when you have something that's asur b'achila and asur bahano, very often it's going to be Eibet Musreifa. Very often you're supposed to be burning it. And when you're supposed to be burning it, so then there's a cloud called Kesusim Echtesh Yurei. That's something which is Eibet Lekach to be burnt, so we can't view it as having a Shia. We can't view it as being a unit anymore. We have to view it as being broken into little pieces. And if it's broken into little pieces, all I have is a pile of ashes. I don't have an Esrog anymore. I have a cup of ashes in front of me. Kesusim Echtesh Yurei, and therefore it's Chaser in the Shia. So the Ritva says that's what the Gemara means. The reason why it's possible has nothing to do with being a chisaron of lachem. It's taka not a deficiency of lachem. The reason why it's possible is because of kesusim ech teshiure. So the Raiva would probably respond that kesusim ech teshiure may not apply to an esuk shel orla. Why is that? Because kesusim ech teshiure appears in the Gemara in the sugyas of Abay Dezara, in the sugyas of Ir Nidachas. Those are things where there's a chi of gomer to burn. But the Torah gives us a mitzvah sreifa. It could be that orla is not really have to be burned. The Mishnah uses the phrase that orla is better than srafim. It's not at all clear what that means. Rashi at the end of Masechet Tamura seems to assume that you're not mechuyif to burn orla. You want to burn it because one day you can burn it. And there may be some desirous consequences from burning it. Maybe the eif is going to become mutter. But in terms of are you mechuyif to burn it, so technically speaking, Rashi seems to say, you're not mamash mechuyif to burn the orla. So maybe that's where the Ravid held, that would be an inappropriate application, because Susim Ech Teshiuri. Susim Ech Teshiuri only makes sense in those areas of Eridachas, Asher, etc., things where the Tzachi of government have to destroy. So a couple of them, we have Machloik, has been a Kotze La Kotze, between the Ravid and the Ritva, what exactly is the problem with the Esrik Shel Orla? The Ravid learns that it's a deficiency of Lachem, because Yisur HaNoah by definition are not called Lachem. And the Ritva says no, that it's also for a totally different reason. Dech Agav, it would be a big nafkamin ladina in terms of Dalaminim. Can you be Yaitse after the first day? Because the Din of Lachem, the Gemara says, is only on the first day, doesn't apply after the first day. So according to the Ravid, after the first day, the Esrik Shel Orla would be acceptable. According to the Ritva, if it's Ksusim Ech Teshur, that means it's not here. It's Kaman Delesa, basically. The Shir is Chosel, so the Chisar of the Shia would pose a problem even after the first day. But again, we're not really learning the sugars and sugar right now. We just want to extract the details of that machlekes, the Ravid and the Ritva. So the Ktzais raises a question, according to the Shita of the Ritva, how do you understand the Gemara of a Kamar? It says, Machar in a Machar. The Gemara says, Befeirish, that once something is shown in this goat, you can't transfer ownership on it. So why not? So Bishlama, according to the Ravid, you can't transfer ownership on it because you don't own it. You can only sell something that you own. I can't sell something that doesn't belong to me. So according to the Ravid, it's obvious the corollary of not owning it is that I can't sell it. So according to the Ravid, the fact that it can't be Yaitzid Alaminim is teaching me that I can't own it. And then the Gemara is saying, if you don't own it, then you can't sell it. So it's all one big picture according to the Ravid. But according to the Ritva, that you do own Yisuriyana, so in fact, why can't you sell it? So that's what the Ktzai says, that we have a model in other areas of Halacha. Just because I own something doesn't automatically mean that I can sell it. There is a long, long sugya in the seventh parak of Maseches Baba Kama about a new category in Halacha that's called a davar shaloi ve'eino b'shuso. You can have something that belongs to me, but it's not considered to be in my rishus. So we have to fine tune what exactly that means in a moment. If something is shali ve'eino b'shusi, so it's shali, it belongs to me, but it's eino b'shusi. And in order to transfer ownership on something, something has to be b'shuso as well. That's what the Gemara says. If you have a gezel for l'shashua b'ilam, say somebody steals something from me, and now I want to be makdish that. So is the item still belong to me? The answer is yes, of course it still belongs to me. It's shali. Just because you stole it doesn't take it out of being mine. So it's still technically chayshim b'shuso is mine, but it's called the davish ena b'shuso, and gezel for l'shashua b'ilam ena yachal hakdish. Either nigzel does not have the koyach, does not have the ability to be machdish it, because it's a dover she'eno b'shuso. So that's a model that we find in Mavakama of a dover she'eno b'shuso. Now, truth to be told, there is a machlekes of Yishonim, but that din of eno yochel hakdisho is something that's unique to hekdesh, or that applies to other chaloisim as well. Do we say that I can't be meicher a dover she'eno b'shuso? I can't give a zematon a dover she'eno b'shuso? So the Ktzos is assuming that yes. The Ktzos is assuming, like Tosfos the Shita, throughout the sugya of the Mavakama, that eno yochel hakdisho, hekdesh is just an example of all, any and all transferring of ownerships, that in order to transfer ownership on something, it's not enough to be shali, it has to be shusi as well. So the Rashba disagrees, but again, in the world of Tosfos, that eni yachal hakdish means eni yachal imkor as well, so the Ktzos is working with that assumption. Therefore, the Ktzos says that if that's the case, so now I understand why Isuri HaNoah cannot transfer ownership to. Because even though the Ritva may be right, that Isuri HaNoah are shaloi, there's no reason to be mafkia the shame shaloi from it. Not like the Ravid who says it's not lochem, it is lochem. But afa b'chein, it's shali v'yena b'shusi. It has the status like Izela. Just as the Davra Gozel is Shalivi Eina B'Shusi, so too Isuri Hanah or Shalivi Eina B'Shusi as well, and therefore I cannot transfer ownership on them. And that's what the Gemara means in Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Mei. And that, of course, sets the stage for the Ketzos Begitin, that since Lamaisa can't transfer ownership on it, whether you go down the route of the Ravid, whether you go down the route of the Ritva, Lamaisa, bottom line, is I can't transfer ownership on it. If that's the case, then how could the get be good? If I can't be machli to get to the woman, how does that work? So that's the Raya Brew of the Ketzos, that you don't need that Ketzos again. So everything is hinging upon that Gemara Bava Kama, and that Gemara Bava Kama is hinging upon the Machlokes, the Ravid and the Ritva and Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey. The Ravid learned the Gemara Bava Kama, it's not yours, therefore you can't sell it, according to the Ritva. It is yours, but it's a Davar She'eino B'Shusa. However, this model that the Ketzos just set up for us, that a Davar also Banoa is Shaloi V'eino B'Shusi, that it's similar to the model of Gezela, that's a very, very big Kiddush. And in order to understand whether that model is correct, whether that extrapolation is correct, we have to go back to the original model of Gezela. What made Gezela Eina B'Shusi? Unless we understand why a Davra Gozel is called Eina B'Shusi, we will have no clue to know whether the Ketzos is correct in extending it to a Dvar Masur Manoah. At first glance, if I were to draw a picture for you on the board and I would write an equation, Davra Osman, an apple of Orla, a cheeseburger, is like a Davra Gozel, my Indian Zaytzel Zel. Why in the world? What in the world is the connection between the two? You have to get a better understanding, a clearer picture as to what made Gezela Davar She'eino B'Shusi to appreciate what the Ketzos is saying. So there is a big machlokes and rishayim between the Balamor and the Ramban in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Bava Kama. What is it about Gezela? What characteristic of a Gezela makes it a Davar She'eino B'Shusi? So the Balamor is a Chiddush Gadol. Balamor writes that, what if I steal something from you? And so in the state of Shem Sham, you cannot be Machtashir. It's a Davar She'eino B'Shusi. But what if I give you a call on Erev Yom Kippur and I say, you know what, I feel very bad, Chatosya Visa that I stole from you. And listen, do me a favor, pick it up before Kol Nidre. I'm leaving it outside, just take it. You can take it whenever you want. Come and take it. So the Balamor says, at that point, if the Nigzo wants to be Machtashir, he can be Machtashir. Why? Because at that point, it's now transformed to become back to B'Shusi. It was only in a B'Shusi, Kozman the Gazlan was being the Akaval Yodai. Once the Gazlan is willing to give it back already, even though he hasn't given it back, that's already no longer a Chisaron of Davar She'eino B'Shusi, and for that moment in time, the Nigzal already can be Machtashir. That's the Balamor's Hagdara of Davar She'eino B'Shusi. So the Ramban and the Milchamis disagrees with that Balamor vehemently. The Ramban writes that it's not true, that Kozman, that it hasn't mamish been returned literally into the hands of the Nigzal, so it's still labeled as a Davar She'eino B'Shusi. What is the Nekudas Samachlokes? What is the Balamor suffice it with just simply having just the person's intention to return it is sufficient? And the Ramban insists on the real McCoy. So it's all the Meishivas, it's always presented as follows. The Sefer Devi Yecheskel has this explicitly, and others have this, but the basic Mahalach goes as follows. Now, what is it that creates Eina B'Shusi? What exactly is the eco? What exactly creates that status of Shalova Eina B'Shusi? So one can understand that in one of two ways. Either one can understand that Eina B'Shusi is defined almost in the world of Metzius, namely, that something that's not accessible to me, something that I don't have control over, when I'm lacking control, I don't have shlita over something, that creates the new category called Eina B'Shusi. So that's what the Balamor understood, that if it's, I don't have accessibility to it, it's not, I don't have the right to get it right now, you're stopping me, you're going to hold me back from getting it, so that's called the Davar She'eino B'Shusi. That's what the Balamor said. The guy's already clapping up Chayin Erev Yom Kippur. He's already told you to come pick it up. Nothing's stopping him from getting it anymore. The fact that I haven't literally picked it up yet, why is that a ma'akev? So that's already, ois, Davar She'eino B'Shusi. So that already is nichlas into B'Shusi again. Because the Balamor understood that the definition of Eina B'Shusi depends on a lack of shalita, a lack of authority. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has one line in there in the Milchamos where he says that the reason what the fact that creates Davar She'eino B'Shusi is the kiddin gezeila shabai. The din is that whenever somebody steals something, so he attains what's called the kiddin gezeila. Now, kiddin gezeila is sometimes misunderstood to mean that once I steal something, I'm allowed to keep the item itself. That is clearly not true. There are sugyas shleimos in the seventh paragraph, the ninth paragraph of Bava Kama, that in order to enable the gazlan or the ganav to actually keep the item and just merely pay back cash, so then a much higher level of kiddin has to take place. You have to have a shini koine, shini akshem koine, yish koine, yish and shini hashem, yin shini rishim. You need a half dozen other kinyanim possibly to be koine to enable the person not to have to return the item itself. Even though when I steal something, I'm not koine the item, l'chol dovar, I do attain the kiddin gezeila. There is some kind of a halachic relationship that I have on this item that I stole. And the first and foremost consequence of that relationship is the fact that I'm chayv and achrayus on it. If I steal something, so no matter what happens to the item, I'm chayv. I'm higher than any shem whatsoever. The greatest incident in the world happens, and I'm still chayv. because the mitzvah, the din of Eishes, like Zeh Shagazal, kicks in at the time when I pick it up, and that's mamish b'toras kinyanim. There's a parish of kinyani gezeila, and it's mamish has a loshen kinyan to it. That's what the Mishnah says in the end of Merubah, that if the gazlan, the gadav, doesn't make a maisa kinyan on it, he doesn't attain a chrayas on it. So let's say I steal something, but I didn't mamish pick it up in a way that would have made a kinyan. I did a meshicha b'shus around. I did something that wouldn't really qualify as a maisa kinyan. So if I did a meshicha b'shus hanigzal, so if I do something that doesn't really qualify, I didn't do hagbah, I didn't take a meshichut. So I didn't do something that would be toifus as a shem kinyan, so that I didn't attain the kinyan gezeil. If I didn't attain the kinyan gezeil, then when this happens, I'm not responsible because I was never really kind for any degree of achrayis. So there's definitely a principle called the kinyan gezeil out there, and the Ramban says it's the kinyan gezeil shaboy that ultimately creates any b'shusso. If there's a chevtza that there's another person has a kinyan gezeil on it, that kinyan gezeil interferes with my status of reshusai. The ikuv of it being my reshusi is the other fellow's kinyan gezeil. Therefore, the Ramban argues that until that kinyan gezeil is undone, it is going to remain in a b'shuso. There is only one mechanism that the Torah gives us to undo a kinyan gezeila, and that is v'heishvus gezeila shegozol. The kozman, he has it literally, physically given back to gezeila to be, in a sense, undo, to unravel the kinyan gezeila. It still retains the status of a davar gozol. It's still a kinyan gezeila. The other fellow is still intact, and therefore it's in a b'shuso of the original nigzol. So this major machlokes in the Balamor and the Ramban, whether we look at the concept of Eina B'shuso through the eyes of Metzias, of a lack of control, or whether we look at it through the eyes of Halacha, this is going to seriously impact on the Ketzoyis' Chiddush. The Ketzoyis has this new idea that when you have a Dover Ha-Oser Bahano, it's yours. The Ketzoyis thought that the Ravid was not correct, thought the Ritvo was more correct, that it is yours, it is Shaloi, but it's Eina B'shuso. What kind of Eina B'shuso is that? What makes a Dover Asma not Eina B'shuso? What is it about a Dover Asma not that makes it Eina B'shuso? So if you go down the route of the Ramban, what created Eina B'shuso is the Kidin Gezeila. There is no Kidin Gezeila on a Dover Asma not. When an apple becomes oil, when a cheeseburger becomes osa, when something becomes a Shurah Niskel, so there's no Kidin Gezeila. Who stole it? There's no Goslin here. So according to the Ramban, that you need a Gezeila in order to impact on Eina B'shuso, so that's going to be a problem. The Ketzoyis' comparison is not going to work. But if you go down the root of the Balamor, that all that's necessary is an ishlita. All you need is a lack of ability to use. So then my hands are tied from the chayfetz. What's the difference whether the Gazlan's tying my hands or the Rebbe Shom's tying my hands? The Shulchan Aruch stole the item from me, basically. But the Shulchan Aruch saying you can't eat oil, you can't eat cheeseburger, you can't use peta chamor, whatever. But the Shulchan Aruch giving me a din, but the Torah giving me a din that I'm not allowed to use this item. So basically the Halacha stole this item from me, and now it's no longer in my control. It's not in my control. So it's not a shalav yena b'shuso. So the Ketzos has to fall back to a certain degree on the Balamor. It's interesting, the Ketzos himself is not Messiah Chesis. He doesn't even quote this Machlokes, but Right. So unless you argue that the reason why the Ketzos wasn't even mitiaches to it is because he assumed it's such a davar poshut that the Ramban never meant to argue with the Balamor. The Ramban meant to be moisif on the Balamor. So that's already machlokes. Later, Achron people about that. We know the Balamor argued with the Ramban. It's not clear whether the Ramban argued with the Balamor. So the Ketzos doesn't.
Does Ramban discuss Eveda?
Oh, so the Ramban, that's the problem. The Ramban does not discuss Eveda. The Ritva in Bavitzia discuss Eveda. The Ramban maybe discuss Eveda. So Eveda would be a good test case. Because if you hold that an Aveda is still called a Davar Shebishuso, like there are some Rishonim who probably hold that an Aveda is called a Davar Shebishuso, if that's the case, so then that would prove positive that the Ramban Mamash disagrees with the Balamor, Lagamri. So again, that's part of that discussion. So getting back to our story. So everything is hinging upon this Eina B'shuso. If the Ketzoyis's beer of Eina B'shuso is not correct, so then we have the Balamor. If we don't follow this Balamor, so then we have no way of being Miyashev, why in the world, Mocher Eina Mocher. And if we have no way of knowing why Mocher Eina Mocher, so we think maybe Mocher Eina Mocher doesn't even mean what we think it says, so then we're back in a pickle. So we have no Mocher to say that you can't sell Isri Ana. If there's no Mocher, you can't sell Isri Ana, then the whole Ketzoyis's Shikotar in Gittin falls by the wayside. So the Ketzoyis is plotting, he's waiting for us, the Ketzoyis is hanging. You can't start the eighth Brach of Gittin until you know this piece of information to be right. So everything, Kol Torah Kul is Tol Ezeh Bezeh. Everything depends on that Gemara and Sukkah, which in turn, it's like a domino. So everything knocks everything else out. So the Gemara and Sukkah has to be understood. The Gemara and Sukkah can only be understood in light of the Machlokes Balamor and the Ramban. And ultimately, the Gemara and Gittin of Chof is hinging upon that. And the Ketzoyis' entire razzle-dazzle Yisoid about Nasini versus Sakhno, everything's hinging upon that. So can we bring Raya's? Any Raya's to the Balamor or the Ramban? Is there any Raya's from the Gemara? What is the factor that creates Eina B'shuso? So the Gemara in the first Pekah of Metzia tells us that if I steal karka from you, so this is not subject to the din of any yachal hachdish, that the nigzol can be machdish when the karka is stolen. Why is that? So the Gemara says, karka is always owed b'shusa. Karka always remains in the b'shusa of the nigzol. Why exactly is that so? So the Chora, the Balamor, and the Ramban, each one has to explain this Gemara. So according to the Balamor, it's very easy to understand, because according to the Balamor, the karka is always accessible. It means, betaltalim, when I steal a taltal, I'll steal your car, and I'll drive the car for 100 miles, you have no idea where it is. That's called inaccessible. When it comes to the karka, so the karka is always accessible to you. So the karka is accessible to you, so then maybe that's considered to be still a davar shebishusa. According to the Ramban, the Chora Karka is also considered to be a davar shebishusa, because there is no kidding gazela in karka. We pass a karka in exelus. That's what the Mishnah says, the Kufi Zayin Bevakama, that if I steal your land, if I bump you off your land, and then I'm living in the land, and then a flood comes and destroys the land, I don't have to pay for it. There's no mitzvah shavas gazela on land, because it was never stolen in the first place. There never was a kidding gazela on land. So that Gemara in the beginning of Mitzia doesn't really prove anything to anybody. So the Balamor still stands the way his sheet is, the Ramban stands the way his sheet is. But Akoparim, this idea of the Ktzais, that he extended Davashen B'Shuso, and he plugged the Suri HaNoah into the model of Davashen B'Shuso, and that's ultimately what the Ikuv is, what's preventing me from selling the Davar Asma HaNoah, is the Eina B'Shuso part, because he's viewing Eina B'Shuso as not being subject, not being dependent upon the Kinin Gezela. So this is something that the Ktzos keeps on coming back to time and time again. There are a few Ktzosim spread out in the Sefer where he keeps on highlighting the same Yisoid. Every time, not being Misiachais to the Balamor and the Ramban, assuming it's a Dava Poshet, that he can have something that's Shalovian and Bishuso without a Goslin. There is no Goslin here. The Halacha can create Shalovian and Bishuso without Kinin Gezela. You don't need Kinin Gezela to create the Shalovian and Bishuso model. So one of the places where the Ktzos develops the same idea is he has a whole shtickle Torah about what Dover Hefker is. When a person is mafkir something, so who owns the Dover Shel Hefker? So the Ktzos has a deal from Rambam, Menuchas Tedarim, that when you mafkir something, you are still the owner of that item. It basically, in the Mamonis, still belongs to you. Somebody can come and take it, and if somebody takes it, then it belongs to them, but Kozman, that the person hasn't taken it, so it technically, in pure Didim Mamnus, it belongs to you. How did the Ktzos know that? Because the Rambam has a startling statement that he puts all the Didim of Hefker Ruchas Nadarim. We have to do it in Nadarim. So the Rambam says that when a person is Mafkir something, so he said the words, erase a Hefker, he's not allowed to back out from his Hefker. He's allowed to be rezoich on the Hefker. That's not called backing out. He's no worse than anybody else. But he can't just say, I was just kidding, and you know, I want that Hefker to be canceled. That you can't do. Why? The Ram says the reason why you can't just back out with words alone is because it's like a neder. It's like a violation of al yachel. So if I said it was hefker and then I say, no, just kidding, it's not hefker, that's like taking a neder and backing out from the neder. So the Ktzos says to Kasha and the Rambam, why did the Rambam need to say such a shtickle Torah? Why did the Rambam have to say that the reason why you can't back out with words alone is because of a neder? You can't back out, it's not yours anymore. But if I sold my car to Reuben, I can't sell that same car to Shimon. So once I sold the car, I'm out of the picture, it's not mine anymore. So that's what the Ktzos claims, that no, that the Rambam sheet is a very unique sheet, a very unique understanding of Hefker, that Hefker does belong to you. And Chay Shemishpah, it's still yours, it's 100% yours. The only thing, yeah, is that there's an Issah to be Chay Zeshavai. So that's the Ktzos. It's Issa to be Chozer. You're not allowed to back out from your words. So there's an Issa in your day, it's a Chos Nadarim, that prevents you from backing out. But in terms of who owns it in Chay Shemishpat, Kozman, that you, nobody else picked it up, so it still belongs to you in Chay Shemishpat. So the Ktzos has the same idea that Hefker is considered to be a Shalovi and a Bishuso. So again, that idea of extending Shalovi and a Bishuso into the realm of Hefker, there's no kidding, Gazela. What's holding my hands? The Bal Yachal Devaray. The same way that the Issa Orla was holding my hands, was preventing me from using my item. So Hefker's preventing me from using my item. So that's considered to be a Shalov Yehna B'Shuso. So that's a very, very Mechudishtik idea, that Hefker is a Shalov Yehna B'Shuso. The Ktzos use that model, that a Hefker is a Shalov Yehna B'Shuso, in order to explain the following phenomena. There is a sugya in the 19th parak of Masechah Shabbos, in Perek Lez Demila. We spoke about that parak earlier tonight in a different context. So in Perek Lez Demila, the Gemara says that let's say a person has a talis, a four-quarter talis, and a mafke the talis, so then there's no mitzvah tittus anymore. Why? Because that's not called ksuscha. It's not yours. So the Ktzai says, why is it not yours? I just gave you a hoshtukot Torah. That is considered to be yours. It's 100% yours. It's just as an Isra Chazar Shabbai. It's a Shalavi and a Bishuso. So why is it a chayv and tittus? So the Ktzai says, the answer is that in order to be called lachem, in order to be called ksuscha, in order for it to be chal on it, that din of lachem that requires you to put tittus on it, it has to be completely yours, Shalai u Bishusai. that just being shaloi v'yir b'shusa is not enough when the Torah requires the nidiv lachem, the Torah requires the nidiv ksuscha, so that's not enough. It has to be shaloi u'b'shuso in order to meet the requirement of being chayv in tzitzis. And therefore, when you have a davar shel hefker, which is a shaloi v'yir b'shuso, because the ktzais is looking at the sugya through the eyes of the balamor, whenever you have a shaloi v'yir b'shuso, so that doesn't meet the criteria of lachem. So if your wheels are turning on the sugya, so you realize, wait a second, what the Ktzos just said was an outright stira to what he just said in the sugya of Dalamidim. Remember, the Ktzos was the biggest supporter of the Ritva. The Ritva says, Yisuri Hanah are called Shaloi, and you really should have been able to be Yaitu Dalamidim with them. And the only reason why I can't is the Susa Mechta Shiurei. But in terms of Lachem, it's not a problem. Even though the Ktzos said, but obviously it's in a Bishuso, because otherwise the Gemara of Kama is wrong, and otherwise the Gemara Gittin is wrong. So obviously a Dover Asma Noah is Shaloi Vienna Bishuso. So how come the Ktzos, when it came to Hilchas Tzitzis, was willing to say that Kozman it's not Shaloi Bishuso? So that's not called the Lachem, that's not called Ksuscha. When it comes to Dalaninim, so then the Ktzos somehow said that it doesn't depend on Bishuso, it only depends on Lachem Mamish. So if you know the answer to that question, please let me know. So I cornered, I was at a chasana about 2 years ago, and I was one of Moshe Sternberg's sons and grandsons was there, and we were talking a little bit in learning, and I asked him this kasha on the steering ktsaisim. So on the spot, he gave me shtickle Torah that I was makabel at the time, and then when I got home, I thought about it a little more. I said, no, I don't think it was correct. So, but I didn't see him after that. So next time I bump into him, I have to remind him what the concern was, why I thought the Torah wasn't correct. Anyway, but whatever it is, let's leave it off the thing. Okay, back to our story.
Why should there be enough kamina when if it's shayif, it's kulamim or shayva or bayva, if it's still
if it's still yours?
Yeah.
The ma'aseh, if it's still yours, according to this ktsais with the Rambam, that Alpi did it's still yours. So assuming that the reason why some machleks Rav and Shmuel, whether shore is only when it belongs to you and boy, but I have to think about that. Okay, I'll think about that one a little bit. Okay. So anyway, back to our story. So everything is hinging upon the fact that you cannot sell Yisrael at all. That you can sell Yisrael Noah, that's like a double poshut ad oy, there's nothing to discuss, it's not negotiable. That you can sell Yisrael Noah. We're just not quite sure why. We haven't proved exactly why. We're not sure whether the Ravid's pshat is correct or the Ritva's pshat is correct. But l'chari, either pshat is okay for us in terms of the Ktzos, Shtickle Torah, and Gittin, and Davchof, because either one prevents us from learning that get requires a haknah. Because when all the dust settles, you cannot be makhle davar osman. No, that's a befavish or fairish gemara. A gemara of a kam and daf in mehemad alpha. The gemara says, nigmadino machor in a machor. The only problem is that Gemara Bava Kama is probably not the source that we want to use to be the absolute proof positive that you can't sell Yisrael Noah for the following reason. There is a big, big problem with that Gemara according to the view of Rabbi Natam. Taisus in Masechet Zedek quotes Shittas Rabbi Natam that Shor HaNiskel is not really Yosra at the time of Gemara Din. That let's say it's Nigma Dinu on the Shor HaNiskel, and then while the Shor is on its way to Beis Din to be Niskel, you want to take it for a little ride. You ask the Beis Din, please let me go along for the ride. I want to use the animal. So Rabbi Natam holds that's okay. Rabbi Natam says that Nigma Dinu also by now just means once it's Nigma Dinu, if you subsequently shecht it afterwards, even though you didn't do a skila, once the animal will be dead post the Nigma Din, it's going to be Asa Bano. But Nigma Din was not the Asa Bano. According to most of the Rishis, we're reading the Gemara, once you have a Nigma Din, the game is over. And from here on in, the animal is Asa Bano. According to Beretam, had a whole razzle-dazzle pshat based on his reading of certain Gemaras, that Nigma Din Asa Bano doesn't mean what it sounds like. So if Nigma Din Asa Bano doesn't mean what it sounds like, so what does the Gemara mean, Mocher and a Mocher? So obviously mocher and a mocher can't mean what it sounds like. It can't mean that you can't sell it because it's asabano. If according to Rabbi Natan, it's not asabano anyway. So because of that, Tosfos quotes a possibility that mocher and a mocher doesn't even mean the mechira is not going to be good. All mocher and a mocher means is that don't think by selling the animal that's going to give the animal a freebie. The animal's going to get a get out of jail free because you try to sell it. No. You're still mechuyev to be circulate. Was the animal sold? Of course the animal was sold. And now the new lokech has to deal with it. So there is no gemara that says mocher and a mocher that you can't sell Yisrael HaNoah. According to Rabbi Natan, it can't even be saying that because it's not even also a no in the first place. So according to Rabbi Natan, obviously there is no Gemara Beferish that says Machar and a Machar. So if there's no Machar that you can't sell Yisrael Noah, maybe Yisrael Noah or Shaloi, maybe the Ritva is right. And if the Ritva and the Ramban are right together, so then we have no reason to think that you can't sell Yisrael Noah. It's Shaloi. And it's Bishusai, because there's no Gezela taking place. So if you're not willing to commit yourself to either the Raivit or the Balamor, if you stick with the Ramban and the Ridvos, if you like the Spanish Rishonim against the Provence Rishonim, then you put those two together, so then there's no more. There's no Gemara. There's no Gemara anywhere that says that there's no reason to say that you can't sell Isiri Hano. Are there any other Makairis, any other reasons to believe that you can't sell Isiri Hano? So there is another Gemara that the Ktzais also thought was very convincing that you can't sell Yisuri Hanoah, and that's the Gemara Maseches Pesachim in the Vav Amabeis. The Gemara says that you can't be Mevat the Chometz after the Zman Yisuro. After the Chometz is awesome, in a Torah, the Chometz starts to become also Banoah, but it's Rishonim when the Yisuri Hanoah starts, either at night or at Chatzos, but with the Rabbanim it starts an hour before Chatzos. So the Gemara says that if the Shei Shos ready into the beginning of the Shei Shos, so you can't be mevatei your chometz. Why can't you mevatei your chometz? So the Gemara says because it's a davar shein b'shus, or whatever that means, and somebody you don't have the koyach to be mevatei your chometz. Why not? What is that all about? So Tosfos Shita is in Pesachim Dav Dalan Rabbeis is that pitul chometz is just rather just plain old hefker. There's nothing special about pitul chometz. Pitul chometz is just a regular act of hefker. According to Tosfos, you don't fulfill any mitzvah by pitul chometz. Forget, you circumvent the mitzvah. If you wouldn't have been mevatei the chometz, then you could do tashbisu. But according to Tosfos, when you do bittul, so you're avoiding tashbisu. You're avoiding by Rav Eimah. So you're simply being mevatei the chometz. It's not shaloi anymore. Derech Agav Rashi on the span of Pesachim Dav Dalan Rabbeis writes that pitul chometz is a kiyum of tashbisu because tashbisu is a lashon hashbasa. Believe. So the Ktzos says to Kasha and Rashi, what was wrong with Tosfos? Tosfos says Bittul is not Tashbis, so Bittul is just the Hefker. So what's the problem exactly? So the Ktzos says, because Rashi, Lashitasai, held, he claims that Rashi holds like that Rambam, that when you mafke something, it still belongs to you. So if it still belongs to you, it's not Chomesh Alachirim anymore. The only matya to say, the only way to Tosfos to defend his principle that Bittul is Mishum Hefker, is you're not over by Rabbi Motzer, it's not Lecha. But according to Rashi, if you hold like that Rambam, so it's called Lecha, which is back to the Ksus story and back to the Dalal Minim, so it's part of that whole picture with Rav Sternbruch's whole Shtikl Torah. So we'll just keep that Rashi in the back burner for maybe, I'm not sure if when, but at some point in time and place. So back to our story. So this Gemara, everything's now hinging on this Gemara. So this is, you can make a whole tumult out of this Gemara. But the Gemara says that you can't be mafki your chometz after the Zman Yisuro, and that's going to be a raya brura that you can't sell. The same thing, you can't be mafki, you can't sell, you can't be maktish devarim, which is aseh b'hanoah. So that's very, very shaky. First of all, we're not even sure the Gemara is talking about hefker. According to Rashi, the Gemara is talking about bittul chometz, it's nothing to do with hefker. So we're not even sure the Gemara is talking about any chalos in din and mamonis. And second, there is another reason why maybe this Gemara is not relevant. That chometz may be worse than all other Yisrael. That it could be that all other Yisrael Noah belong to you and all other Yisrael Noah are Bershuso, and indeed in Mamunis nothing fundamentally changed when something becomes Aseh B'Noah. But Chometz is different. Why is Chometz different? Chometz is not just Aseh B'Noah. Chometz is Ton Ibud Min Ha'olam. The Torah is saying get rid of the Chometz. The Torah is saying throw the Chometz, burn the Chometz, get rid of the Chometz. How can the Torah be saying at the same time get rid of it but you still own it? No, Munach in the Din of Ton Ibud Min Ha'olam is the Hafkos Abaylus from the Chometz. So just because Chometz is an example of a Dover that you can't be Makne, that doesn't necessarily impact on other Yisurim. That has nothing to do with Orla. And the Gemara says in Gittin, Kosvel Yisurim, no, it's not talking about it on a piece of bread on Pesach. It's talking about on oil, it's talking about Bas B'cholav. So just because Chometz is Ton even in the Olam, just because Chometz is Eino B'shuso, Eino Shaloi, that doesn't necessarily speak to other Yisurim. The Chesam Sofer has in one of his tshuvas this idea. It's a fascinating tshuva for a lot of different reasons. Somebody asked the Chesam Sofer, Shaila, that he had to be mevar this idea of who owns Yisuri HaNoah. Is it Shaloi? Is it Bishusa? He talked about some of these things. So it's a fascinating tshuva because he apologizes when he writes the tshuva that he doesn't have any access to Svarim because his wife just had a baby and she's sleeping in the room where all the Svarim are. And he writes for Farish. He doesn't wonder why. He said his wife had a difficult delivery. He doesn't want to go in. Maybe she'll wake up. So he doesn't want to. On the other hand, the Pony Express was waiting to go out. The mail was going out in 10 minutes. So we felt if he doesn't answer now, he's going to wait another 20 years till the next mailman comes to Pressburg. So he has to write a quick letter. So he writes, I'm going to write the tshuva mamash rashi prach without any svarim whatsoever. And he writes a 5-page tshuva with every possible, every mokah that we said, and every mokah about the Yisur, and then 100 others. And then again, he apologizes 100 times over. So in the middle of that tshuva, so he has this svar. And then the Sivas and the Mekachayim has the same svar also. That's very hard to extrapolate from chometz to other areas of Allah. So getting back to that story, but the Ktzos was convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that is inconceivable, impossible, ever to be makne, adover, aseh b'hanoah. And because it's impossible to be machmir davar asur anah, and still the Gemara in Gittin says, chasval isur anah is kosher, that's a proof positive that you don't really need a hakadah. But this is all true in the realm of Hilchos Gittin, but there's another area of halacha that's going to part ways very, very quickly, and that's Kedushin. Now, we usually think Gittin Kedushin, that's all the same thing, but when it comes to Kedushin, we find the exact opposite is so. The Mishnah tells us in Masechet Kedushin, the end of the second parak, that if you try to be Mekadesh Anisha with the Davar Asma and all, the Kedushin is not going to be Chal. Why isn't the Kedusha going to be Chal? So the Gemara never explains why. The Mishnah says, Adav HaPasha, everyone agrees to it. The Gemara never explains why. So one could explain that the Kedusha is not Chal for some of these reasons. That maybe a get doesn't require Hakanah, but Kesef Kedushin does require Hakanah. So I have to, it's not enough just to do a Mais and a Sina on the Kedushin, I have to do a Hakanah Sa Kesef on the Kedushin, because Kedushin is a Kinyan. Gittin is not really a Kinyan. The Mishnah calls it a Kinyas Atzu, it's not a real Kinyan. It's much more of a Nesina than it is a Hakanah. Whereas Kedushin, in order for Kedushin to be Chal, I have to be Makta the ring, I have to be Makta the Kesef to the woman. So maybe that's the reason why Mekadesh B'Yisrael Nal doesn't work, because I can't be Makna. Either like the Raivan, I can't be Makna what I don't own, or like the Ritva, I can't be the Ketosis version of the Ritva, I can't be Makna something that's in a Bishusi. So maybe this Mishnah and Kedushin is in stark contrast to the Sugin Gittin Dav Chav, and this would highlight that in the world of the Ketos, that Nesina is the driving force behind the Get, but the exact opposite is true behind Kedushin. It's really more of Hakana than it is the Din of Nesina. Unless one wants to argue that maybe the reason why Mekadesh B'Yisrael Noah is not Chal is for Legamri a different reason. It has nothing at all to do with any chisarn in terms of Dini Mamunas, in terms of it's not yours, it's not Shiloh, it's not Beshusa, that's the Chal, we're talking in the wrong language. Maybe the reason why the Kedusha is not Toifetz is because it's not a Shevapruta. When it comes to Kedusha, so the Shia has to be a Shevapruta, and a Dover also by Noah, maybe by definition, is not called a Shevapruta. If that's the case, then we don't really have anything to go on, they're not really sure what the Mishnah is or is not saying about this topic. But if you don't go down that route of Shevapruta, if you go down the simple reasons,
Right.
The Mishnah is talking about Kesef Kedushin. Mishnah is not talking about Shtar Kedushin. Right. So I'm saying we're contrasting. Kesef Kedushin to Shtar Kedushin.
Shtar Kedushin is more like
this. No, I don't know. That's a big question about. That's a big machlokes about where Shtar Kedushin fits into the picture. But the contrasting cases are there's Kesef Kedushin, which the simple model is the din of Hakanah, and get, but the simple model is that it's a din of Nesina, and that explains why there's this discrepancy vis-a-vis Surya Hanah. So that model that Kedushin requires, in a sense, a higher level, and Gittin requires, in a sense, almost like a lower level, it's not higher versus lower, it's different. There are differences between Kedushin and Gittin, that one lends itself to Hakanah, one lends itself to Nesina, and there are other consequences that may emanate from that. So this is in the Mashal, the Gemara says in the 8th Perech Masechet Gittin, that Tli Gittich Gabikarka is no good. That if the husband puts the get down and the woman picks it up on her own, that's not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? Because that's not called a Nesina, but also the other. He has to do the Maisa Nesina. What would the equivalent be when it comes to Kedushin? Let's say the man puts a ring down on the floor and he says to the woman, you pick it up, then Harebu Kedushin, you should pick it up yourself. So many, many Acharim say that would be okay. That there is no din of Tli Kedushach and Harebu Karka not being good. One of the biggest riyas for that is that you can be Bekadesh and Isha with Karka itself. Ruba the Rishayim, beginning in the days of Masechus Kedushin, most of the Rishayim assume that you can be Bekadesh and Isha at least with Kedusha Kesef. And Kedusha Shtar is not further back like this, but Kedusha Kesef can be done with Karka. Karka, there's no Nesina. There's never going to be a Nesina on Karka. So how could the Kedushin be Chal? And says, you don't need a Nesina. All you need is Hakanah. So let's say, if I would want to sell you something, if I would put the item down, I'd say, you pick it up, I'm not going to handle it, you pick it up yourself. That's not Hakanah. Of course, that's Hakanah. You don't need a handle from the Meichet to the Lekech. No, that's a different story, because there... Yeah. It's a different chesaron. So, back to that story. So, it could be that the Dinim of Kedushin, the Dinim of Gittin are very, very different from one another, and it's the Chumas and Kulas. That means Gittin is a Din of Nesina without Hakanah, and therefore Yisurah Noah is good, but therefore Tligitech is no good. Kedushin is a Hakanah without a Nesina, and therefore Yisurah Noah is no good, but a Tligitech would be good. How did Chazal figure this whole thing out? Where did all the secrets come from? How do we figure all this out, that one's a din of Sin and one's a din of Hakanah? So the Ketzayis gives you the answer. He says the answer is Pashut. He says the din is that Kesef Kedushin requires a Dasa Isha, and a Get doesn't require a Dasa Isha. So that's the din. V'nasa nafilu b'yav korcha. So says the Ketzayis, how in the world can you tell me that the Sin is a Get is Hakanah? Heichad Shabana does it. You can't be mocked or something. If the guy doesn't want it, I can't force the Matana down his throat. So obviously I don't have to be mocked at said Ishif. And the fact that the Torah gives us this model of a get b'al korcha, that goof is the biggest raya that it's a din, not a din akra, it's really a din nesina. And that may also be part of the story why you taka need dasa isha. Why do you need dasa isha for kedushin? Because it's much more of a model of akna than it is of a nesina. So that itself is actually a big question. There are actually 2 days in Rashi. Rashi in Yevamos, Rashi in kedushin says two different reasons. Why do you need dasa isha for kedushin? So Rashi in one place writes that you need das meicher, that she has to sell herself. So she's selling herself. That means it's mamish kidding kesef. She's selling herself, and I'm giving her money. So it's mamish akuna. So the meicher is being makna the chayfetz, and the lekes being makna the kesef. It's like right out of chayshim mishpat. So Rashi writes about sefes kedusha in the second back. The reason why I need das isha for kedusha is the beinan das makna. But Rashi in Yevamos Sefer Yotes writes a different reason. Rashi writes, you know why you need das isha? Because the whole chayisol ishacher. So it's like gzeres akosav, some kind of new didn't have an ezer, a quirk. Gzeres akosav that has to be b'dayt the mashma. So that Rashi and Yevamos may not be part of this picture, but if you go down that route, the way Rashi presents it in Maseches Kedushin, that's much more of a din mamonis type of din that would lend itself to the model of Akunah. So again, this question of that the Ketosis raises about are we dealing with dinim of Akunah, are we dealing with dinim of Nesina? So Kedushin and Git may very well part ways. The Ketosis' basic theory is that a Get is for sure in Nesina, not Akunah. His grandiose riot was from Yisurian, no? But that's working with the assumption that you can't be Makhli Yisurian, no? Why can't you be Makhli Yisurian, no? So that's part of a whole greater picture of whether you think it's a deficiency of Lachem, whether it's a deficiency of Enibashuso, and whether you want to go down the route of Enibashuso is going to depend upon how you understand Enibashuso, what your view of Enibashuso is, the Balamor, the Rabban. And again, we know the Ketosis had this very close to the Balamor. He had it by the Sugis of Yisrael, he had it by the Sugis of Hefker, and within that worldview of the Ketosis, with all the Raya's back and forth. But we pointed out that none of the Raya's are absolute. The Raya from Bava Kama could be argued with, the Raya from Sukkah could be argued with. There's no outright absolute Gemara, Mamash Pem Moli, that says that you can't be Makhli Yisrael. So the whole Shtu Torah, the Ketosis of Chof, is hinging on that, and he's assuming that's true. So again, we question, it's not absolutely 100% that everyone necessarily is Meshubad to that Chiddush of the Ketosis.
Is there, in a case where there's no Yisrael, everyone's motivated that it results, even the Ketosis is motivated that it results in the woman being kind of the get, right? The get can't.
So that's a big question.
It can't remain by the man.
Yeah, because that's not called the Nesina.
So then where is it?
So the question is,
might be
so, well, there's a question. Did she necessarily have to do a Maisa Kinyan to be kind of the get? So this is a big shiloh.
Well, I don't know if she used a Maisa Kinyan, but I think, but at the end of the day, when it's in her Rishus, it becomes hers.
It
right?
Probably becomes it. Then the scene probably ultimately results in, but not, so partially, it's not necessary that she did a Maisa Kinyan on the get. It's not clear. Rashi said, the Moshe Rashi holds that Yad is not really a Kinyan. Rashi, you can't use Yad for kidding with the Dina Mominus, and yet it works for a get. So if you want to know who owns the get after he gave it to her, according to Rashi, not so clear that she owns the get. Unless you want to tell me that once the Torah says, when also the other, you do a Maisa Nesina, that becomes a Haknas get also. That's already a Chiddush, I guess.
You're saying that it might not be that she owns the get?
It's not clear that she did something that would warrant her owning the get into the moments.
That's two different things. Whether she did something or whether
right.
It's hers.
Okay.
According to those who hold you can't own something, Esther Bernard, of course right. She doesn't own it. Right.
No, that's true. But I was talking about in the case where you go through a Maisa Girushin through an Asina, so once this Maisa Girushin happens, does that demand that if there's something that the man owns, this get, which he has to own beforehand, it has to become the woman's? That's my question. Does it have to become the woman's in a case where there is something that he had a kinyan on?
It's not even clear that it had to be the man's to start with. It's also far from clear. So according to some Rishonim, the big machlokes of Rishonim, whether the husband really truly owns the paper. You know,
so I'm saying,
the husband didn't own the paper, so how does she get the paper? So it could be you don't need any of
it. So what happens in the case when he owns it? So in the case when he owns it, does he?